This is Kelvin Gastelum, the Ultimate Fighter contestant on season 17. You're listening to the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Riotcast.com.
This is the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Hammer Fist Podcast.
Hammer Fisting.
Hammer Fisting Podcast.
With Luis J. Gomez.
You don't know much about this guy. He's like another all-American dude, but he's supremely racist. He's like a professional wrestling bad guy. He can push people's buttons and get them to like it.
On the Riotcast Network.
And now I'm just sitting here fuming.
The Hammer Fisting Podcast. Hammer Fisting.
Hammer Fisting!
Welcome to Hammer Fisting, episode 145. I'm your host, well, president, if you will. The president of the Hammer Fisting Podcast, Luis J. Gomez. Hanging out with my VP, Chris Sinkel. What's up, baby?
What's going on to all of my blowfish out there?
What?
Blowfish. We're all blowfish.
That's what we're going to call your fans, blowfish. And Sergeant-at-Arms, Vic Mysterio.
I handle all the bad stuff. I'm your TIG.
You're my TIG.
That's right.
You got to shoot Opie's wife in the back of the head. You'll do it.
I'll do it.
Because you love this club.
I love this club more than life itself.
And the prospect.
A.K.A. the Eskimo.
The prospect, A.K.A. the Eskimo, A.K.A. the Hawaiian, A.K.A. the American Indian, A.K.A. the fucking...
Multi-demographic.
Whatever.
Everything except white.
Japanese, whatever you are.
Hey, I got one thing to say, guys. Please include me.
Oni Pettis.
What's up, everybody?
By the way, I say, I don't know if you notice, every week I say Oni Pettis, like Anthony Pettis, the way he changed his name.
I appreciate it, too.
You should change your name. It'd help you get into the comedy club.
I want to be with you. We're actually in a pretty good mood today, guys. There's a lot of love in the air right now with the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
Tinkle made a good point. The country turned their back on these guys. They bought their record, and 6 months later, they turned their back on them. Yeah. And now Darius Rucker's only way he can make money is sing country music.
And he's singing fucking, and he's like selling chicken nuggets.
Yeah, they tried to force it into an episode of Friends. Remember that?
He has to wear a goddamn bandana and fucking sell nuggets for Burger King. Poor guy. That's racist.
I know. Only the only one who watches Friends. We're talking about Friends and Hootie and the Blowfish on a mixed martial arts podcast. We're all real ass dudes. That's what's awesome about Hammer Fisting.
There actually was that one episode of Friends where they had fighting on there.
Yeah, dude. Who was on it? It was
John Favreau.
Yeah.
John Favreau. He was a fighter, but they had fighters
Ice
on too.
Man, Chuck Liddell.
Yeah. They had another. It was King of Queens. They had an episode with Randy Couture and Boss Rutten.
Boss Rutten has been in it a few times just as
I think that's Here Comes the Boom. You got it all wrong.
Boom. So listen, we got a big show today, episode 145. We're obviously going to be talking about UFC 157. Ronda Rousey getting her fucking seventh first-round armbar in a row.
Ugh. Breaking arms, baby.
These Jesus. Bitches brought it.
Oh, sorry.
And then also this weekend, we got UFC on Fuel TV 8. We got some more. We got some crazy news. Our boy John Fish was cut from the UFC.
Jesus Christ.
And we got a huge...
That's bananas.
We got a huge guest. I mean, not huge, but we got a pretty big guest.
Let me be real there. We got a guest, all right? And I respect him and I like him, but it's the same thing with another situation before. We have a guest. Don't say huge guest.
It's Ric Flair, guys.
He had a very... I wouldn't say, dude, we get Flair, I will turn my back on all these fans. Holy shit. I just want to... Oh, dear. I'll be like, oh, man, can you say Space Mountain over and over again?
Kelvin Gastelum or Gastelum. Who just beat Bubba McDaniels on this past episode of The Ultimate Fighter, last week's episode of The Ultimate Fighter. Huge underdog coming into the fight, beat him. We're going to go to his interview in just a little while.
And he beat the guy that it was John Jones' boy. That's the guy that trains with John
Jones.
Yeah,
of course.
And everyone was picking him or Uriah Hall to win this thing, and
Now who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Who knows how Uriah Hall is going to win this thing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this kid Kelvin, man.
Kelvin's not even 21 yet. He can't even drink a beer.
First of all, black guy named Uriah, white guy named Kelvin. Things are a little bit mixed up in this world of the Ultimate Fighter.
He's Mexican.
Who?
Kelvin.
He's Mexican?
Yeah, they made a thing because his parents are illegal immigrants.
I don't watch the show. Vic, it's your life story.
You didn't see it? He was selling oranges on the freeway, and they had to run and get him for his
Someone
fight.
Said, you got good form. You should try mixed martial arts.
Hey, you, put down the churros. Come do some MMA.
Chickley?
All of a sudden, Chickley. They're hitting his hands, his punches with the churros like they do with those big, I don't know.
I know what you were going for, the noodles.
Yeah, the noodles.
Come on, Vic. Follow through, street comic. Follow through in your jokes.
I couldn't think of the word noodles. I don't know why. Is that what they're officially
Vic,
called?
Vic, you can't think of the word noodles? I don't believe it.
I can't have noodles anymore.
She
remember?
Says alone by a lamp. Sorry.
So we just did Bobby's podcast last week. That was kind of fun.
We have taken over.
We've taken over the Riotcast Network. You're right.
We're the Hammer Fisting Podcast. Is the NWO of Riotcast.
We're going to just start showing up at other podcasts.
I'm going to Jersey. I'm going to just show up at the Jersey Jerks house.
First of all, they would love you.
I'm going to go to Weird Medicine. Go
that
ahead.
Would make us more like DX.
Yeah.
DX was showing up to WCW.
Why are you going to parse?
I know my history.
We're still our own people.
The only thing that will make this invasion complete is if Oni fucks Bailey J. That's the only... I mean, if you want to be included,
yeah.
Pussy.
Oni, are you coming to the Riotcast show tomorrow to hang out?
Yeah, of course.
Because Chris Tinkle strong-armed his way onto the Riotcast show.
Of course, I'm going to stare at
that's not
at
true.
The booker.
I strong-arm him onto the broadcast. You're welcome, Tinkle.
After all the females don't do well, I'm just going to stare at the booker and be like, I couldn't have been one of the fat chicks on stage. I couldn't have been one of these chicks, man.
Oh, shit,
it's
dude.
It's going to be a big show tomorrow.
It's going to be an awesome show. Listen, tomorrow night, this is going to come out in the morning. Tonight, if you guys are in the New York City area, tonight... At the Stand NYC in Gramercy, 19th Street and 3rd Avenue, we have Riotcast Live. It's going to be a big fucking show. It's going to be Robert Kelly, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane,
Rick Fox,
Jim Florentine, Kelly Vistuca, Jen Romaro, and me.
What are the odds that Tinkle opens or goes after Romaro and Fistuca?
Well, that's how it should be.
Tinkle, you
it
know.
It should be Lewis and then Jen, then me, and then Kelly. If you're going in like order of like the people who.
He's just talking policy. Not that he's better or that these women aren't funny.
Tinkle, listen.
But then I also know how this works, and I'll probably have to follow someone like Florentine because he'll have to go somewhere and they'll fucking.
Of course.
Yeah, he'll
bury
take
me.
Bullet.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
got,
yeah.
Like, I gotta go first.
Tinkle, let me tell you something. If you follow Jen Romero and fucking Kelly Vistuca and you eat a dick. I mean, you will. I swear to God, you will never live it down. I'm going to tape your set, and if you better hope to God you don't eat a dick.
I mean, really?
We will
really?
Open up the show every week for a month with you eating a dick.
You know what?
Right after Jen Romero,
you know,
and Kelly Vistuca.
I believe in him. I think he's going to nail it.
I don't think I'm going to eat it anyway. So, and then enter hate talk now.
If something
that's all I'm saying.
If something happens, just take your hat off.
Dude, plan B, it's fucking...
Talk about your lesbian daughters.
Pull a Kramer.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Dude, if I start yelling out...
Bunch of...
Yeah. Oh, dude. See, oh, as soon as I start talking about pitchforks and stuff, that's when, you know, it's not going that well.
50 years ago, we would have had your ass on a fork.
I'm excited for that show, man.
It's going to be an amazing show, guys. If you're in the New York area, come out. Listen, go to thestandnyc.com and use the promo code RIOT, because if you use that code, you guys are getting tickets for $10 instead of $15.
I have a question now, another beef here.
7 inches. Why would you ask me that on the podcast?
For one thing, Oni and I are showing up, but we're not... Bailey J and Davey Mack aren't performing, but they're just showing
Actually,
up.
Davey Mack is performing.
What?
I swear to God, Davey Mack's never done comedy, and he's still going up. That's how little you're included, Oni.
Oh, no, that's fine. Hey, guys, Tico, afterwards, at 11 o'clock at night, I'll be at the Village Lantern. There'll be four people there. It's a free show. You can come out and watch me do stand-up.
Don't fucking promote the Village Lantern on the same night as the Riotcast show, you cunt.
Wait, but seriously, are you going to go before or after Davey Mack now is the real question.
Dude, whatever. I don't give a fuck. I don't care, dude. I mean,
they gotta open it strong. I would imagine you or Lewis can kick it off.
Well, I'm hosting. I'm emceeing.
I mean, I
have to fucking bring this crowd from 0 to 60 in just one swipe of a hat. You know, so it's all happening.
Or let's be real, 0 to 25.
Yeah,
I'm at a putt-putt golf court.
He's gonna bring it from 0 to 25, and then someone's gonna get a flat tire for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, for the first half hour of the show, no one's going past the school speed limit.
I'm mad now because if Davey Mack's getting time, that means I should get time.
No, you should. You. Davey Mack brings like 70,000 listeners to the Riotcast Network.
Here we go. We're
what's this bullshit all about numbers all the time?
Yeah, what's that about?
That's numbers. The industry, baby. You need to fucking realize what's going on here. It's the same reason that Chael Sonnen is fighting Jon Jones for a fucking title.
Yep.
It's a fact. All
that's,
right?
That's why
gotta be racist,
Tinkle and I keep fighting each other for the ratings.
Guys, listen, if you want to help out the show, in fact, I'm going to start off this plug by saying, and you guys have done it, you're back giving us some positive reviews. Go review us right now on iTunes.
Do it right now, fuckers.
Right I now. Mean, pause sorry. This shit right now. Give us a positive review. 5-star rating. It helps us out so much, guys. We appreciate all the positive feedback. We want to fucking get up into the top 200. We are by far the best MMA podcast in the world.
And the funniest.
And by far the funniest. By well, levels.
Yeah.
By a level. At least one level. A
couple levels.
Also, guys.
Three levels.
I hope so, because we try. I mean.
Go to riotcast.com/hammerfisting. Right above the latest episode, you're going to notice a link for Amazon.com. Click on that link. Bookmark that link. Make all of your purchases through that link. It helps out the show. We get kickbacks. You guys get great deals from Amazon.com. It's literally the best website in the world to buy anything. And you can still buy shit for my baby. You guys bought a lot of shit for my baby. You people are awesome. All right, so you still, please buy us shit. That you know, double whammy. We get kickbacks and you buy us shit. Buy Vic a new shirt.
That's right. I won't tell you what size. Email hammerfisting@gmail.com to ask what
Hammer
size
Fisting
I wear.
Podcast.
I'll take a new rubber band for my hair, guys.
Buy Oni a new rubber band. Get Tinkle some fucking...
vitamins.
Some supplements.
Some supplements. Some proteins.
Tinkle needs supplements. All right?
Oni needs a scrunchie.
I do.
Also, guys, right next to that link, riotcast.com/hammerfisting, you'll notice a link for gamefly.com. Click on that link. Check this shit out. You don't even got to buy anything. You sign up for a 2-game, 15-day free trial of gamefly.com. I just bought Grand Theft Auto 4 just to get myself in the mood for Grand Theft Auto 5, which comes out September 19th. So I'm back into video games right now.
That's amazing.
I'm going to sign up for that free trial.
I want to play
I like
that
how
dude.
He gave himself pumped up 10 months out.
Yeah.
It's like...
He's I'm going to get ready for September, guys.
He's doing push-ups. He's got his character already.
Dude, I can't wait for Easter 2014. My kid's going to be fucking 2. It's going to be nuts.
Oh, hell of chocolate.
Yeah.
Also, guys, if you're in the New York City area, go to RonanAthletics.com. You sign up for the free one-on-one training session. Absolutely free. If you sign up for the classes, you get a month free. Just mention Hammer Fisting.
We're apparently not allowed to plug it on the Glory Hole podcast because they
we
got
did.
Rules.
We did plug it.
We did, but he was all bitchy about it.
I'm a real ass dude. I'll plug whatever the fuck I want.
The Booker man was like, they don't pay me. And we're like, F you, bro. Take that, Booker man.
And also, guys, make sure you go to MMADiehards.com. It's the best MMA blog in the world, MMADiehards.com. And last but not least, guys, of course, check out all the other amazing podcasts on the Riotcast Network. Robert Kelly's podcast, we were just on. Glory Hole, we were just on.
We're on today's Robert Kelly podcast, You Know What Dude podcast.
You Know What Dude?
We're on still on the latest podcast for the Glory Hole podcast. And then we're having our new podcast right now.
It's all happening.
We're taking over. We're taking over.
All right.
I got one other thing to plug here, but I'm waiting for Seeger to just come down a little bit.
All right, good.
Oh, yeah. Go to my SoundCloud.com account /Vic Mysterio. I have an interview. New segment. It's called Half Guard with Mike Ford. Our old co-host, Mike Ford. Our old secondary co-host, Mike Ford, and I talk. And we talk about MMA because I always have to bring MMA back to the podcast. But we also talk about how he randomly got married.
He did get married.
Yeah.
After knowing her for 2 months. It was pathetic.
And he has a bunch of triangle tattoos now all over the place, which is kind of weirded me out.
Yeah, he knew the chick for 2 months and he married her.
That's awesome.
Good the one. Old Hammer Fisting host.
And she's good looking.
She's hot. That.
Guys, go to my SoundCloud account. Me and Julian are talking about marijuana.
Yeah. Nah.
But we're talking about it. Hey, Julian, how much is it?
It's an interesting
$50 for an eighth. Where do you want me to meet you?
It's an interesting 5 minutes, and I'm going to start doing this stuff. I'm actually even going to do some stuff with Mara.
If you do stuff with Mara, I actually won't let you plug it.
Yeah.
On the show.
Well, I haven't asked her about it yet, but I'm probably going to do it. I don't need to plug that. But because people
that sounds
come,
awful.
I'll plug the other stuff.
Mara?
That'll be full guard with Mara.
Plug Mara's Aaron. Fucking mouth shut with a cock.
All
Jesus.
Right. Are we fighting now again?
No, we're not. We're all in good moods.
But we're in great mood with Mike Ford. You love Mike Ford, right?
Sure.
We had some good times.
Listen to me. The fans don't know who the fuck
yeah,
Mike Ford
know.
Is.
Yeah.
Well, now they do.
No, they don't.
And they're going to remember him. Go back to the classic episodes. And
well, they're all, by the way, they're all going to be down. If you guys want...
And he called every fight accurately.
If you guys want the archived episodes, go download them now because we just switched over servers. We literally, you will not be able to get anything but maybe five episodes back within the next week or two.
Why do we switch servers?
Because Podomatic sucks and Libsyn's the best server to use.
Oh, server. I thought you were talking about like a restaurant.
No, we have three waiters that are going to come around and serve us hors d'oeuvres during the podcast.
It was a bad joke. It was a bad
God
joke.
Damn it.
No, I think you should definitely open up
Street Comic.
Holy
Davey Mac's going to open up and I got gems like that.
All right. Look, guys, I want to talk really quick about John Fitch. It's and Vic, just fucking take it easy.
I'm going to take it easy.
And this is when I like to announce that Oni... Yep. You're officially off the podcast, and John Fitch now.
John Fitch, come on out, buddy.
I would gladly walk away, unincluded, if he comes over.
Or you'd waddle away. Let's get real.
That's true. That's true.
Look, God damn it, dude.
But who'd bring you coffee?
16 fighters were cut, John Fitch being the most high profile of all the fighters.
And more after.
Your boy Paul Sass got cut too, Vic.
He was an English guy.
You remember?
In my mind, he was an effeminate black man, like with Dusty Rhodes blonde hair.
Oh, shit, dude. Your Paul Sass impression really did make me laugh pretty hard. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, honey. What you doing?
Sounds like Cleveland.
I'm Paul Sass, the greatest MMA fighter out there. I didn't know who he was. What the name was. And then it's like some British guy that's like the most...
Great knee bars or something.
Yes. Unentertaining British guy ever.
I'm gonna tap you out, sucker.
I'm gonna tap you out. And he's like, oh, make my hair look good.
Tap you out. Oh, feed you pancakes.
So look, John Fitch, real ass dude of the year. The Hammer Fisting podcast. He has his own segment on the show. I hope he's still going to do it. I think he will. Look, he seemed in high spirits. He tweeted out earlier on today that he's going to Japan and he's just going to hang out for a little while. He hasn't been to Japan in a while.
That's what's actually weird is he's going to Japan because he's cornering one of the fighters at the UFC event.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Like, how do you not look across the cage and go, "Who's suck my nuts?" Like, how do you not, like...
That's brutal, dude.
But
who's
dude,
he cornering?
He's a fucking good sport, though, dude. I mean, a lot of people wouldn't... I mean, how do you not walk by him and slap the headphones off of Dana's fucking head as you...
Well,
like,
it's probably one of the most controversial cuts that Dana's made. He's... In his last three fights, he's won... What is he? He's won two and one in his last four fights. Okay.
It's not a great last four fights, but considering the fact that he hadn't lost in years before that, and then he just lost to GSP, it was his only loss, and then years before that he didn't lose. And we're talking about he's fighting top tier motherfuckers.
Well, look, the speculation.
And he's just won five of the night.
The speculation now, because Bellator doesn't want him. They said they don't have no interest in him.
It's not so much that they don't want him. Bjorn basically said, I guess he said he took advice from one of his partners.
Viacom's telling him to develop your own people.
Yeah, they don't. Here's the thing. They don't want a UFC guy to come in and dominate all of your homegrown guys.
I told you that a while back, and you totally dismantled that whole thing.
Dude, if he went to Bellator, he would just run through everybody.
Look, all I know is that we would fucking, we would all fall asleep and wake up 7 years later after him and Ben Askren had a fucking fight. Yeah. He's literally them rolling around together.
I was just going to say
that. It's the truth. I'm sorry. Look, Ben Askren and John Fitch would not be an appealing fight. And I love John Fitch. I think he's turned a corner in terms of how exciting he is. BJ Penn fight, super exciting. Eric Silva fight, super exciting. Damian Maia fight wasn't super exciting, but it was because Maia came in and he fucking just laid on him, basically.
No, Maia didn't just lay on him. Maia handled him. Maia worked him. That's the difference between just laying on him and just working him.
Yeah, but
and
did he do
that
grapple?
And he shouldn't have lost that fight against Maia.
He just controlled him the whole fight. I give Maia more credit for that.
No, I didn't say that he was. I didn't say Maia was necessarily boring. I said this right after the fight. I said it was an interesting fight to watch. Yeah. I wasn't bored. It was like, can John Fitch avoid? Sorry, Maia sticking his body to him like a fucking like glue.
Jiu-Jitsu guy, yeah.
Keep going.
Now, look, here's the other thing. So the other speculation now is that Sugar Ray Seffo said it was pretty much a done deal. There's supposed to be something announced later in the week that Fitch tweeted about his future, but it looks like he's going to World Series of Fighting.
Yeah, which will be good for him. Dana White, here, people are giving
what
Dana
the fuck
White
is
shit.
Go to heavyweight and fight Andre Arlovski, too.
That could
God
happen.
Damn it, dude.
Everyone's going to fight Arlovski and Rumble Johnson. That's it.
Jesus Christ.
Look, I think that Dana came out and he was getting a lot of shit for it.
He was incredibly defensive.
I'm not hating on Dana. He basically said, look, John Fitch has a high fucking price to pay. He costs a lot of money. We have 475 fighters on the roster right now.
And they're going to cut 100.
And they're going to cut a bunch of people. And let me tell you something. People fucking fought like their jobs depended on it on this past UFC.
Yeah.
So I'm not even hating on the concept of saying, hey, nobody's really safe. Uriah Faber, they were talking about if he didn't win, he was on the chopping block.
Right.
Dana White said, look, I have nothing against John Fitch. I like John Fitch. All this bullshit, all these rumors about me not liking John Fitch aren't true. He goes out, he wins a couple fights in an exciting way. He'll go win a couple titles outside of the UFC. He'll be back. So I appreciate the fact that Dana White said that.
Oh, really? I couldn't stand that fucking interview, dude. I thought he was incredibly
defensive. That's because you're emotionally attached to the situation.
No, dude. He was incredibly defensive. He was, like, angry at them. It was like, I don't think he knew that he was going to get all this backlash.
Let me play devil's advocate, and let me also do it in a
you?
Nice way.
You're going to be devil's advocate?
Way.
Vic's going to play devil's advocate.
Or, like we call it, advocate.
I like John Fitch, and I've been mean in the past more so to antagonize you, Tinkle, than to antagonize and insult John Fitch. That being said,
it only took him 12 seconds to give him the pink slip.
Smart business move by Dana White.
Yeah.
And I also think it's the best thing for John Fitch right now is to get outside. Number one, he is on the downside of his career. He is too expensive. And there's no matchup. He's not going to fight Pierre. He's not going to fight. The only matchup right now that seems at all entertaining is him fighting Koscheck. And he's not going to do it. So at this point, you know, what are we going to do with him? What are we going to do with him?
Look, I'm not even disagreeing. I was really upset at first. I think there's other guys you could have let go of. But the truth is, if it's not a personal thing against John Fitch and they're just going to make cuts and they're trying to, you know, cut down the roster, they have females coming in, they have all these Strikeforce guys coming in. What I noticed the UFC did this past weekend, and this is how we're going to get into UFC 157, is they're starting to mention other organizations. They mention the World Series of Fighting. They mention Invicta. They have a great relationship with Invicta. I think that the UFC has separated themselves so much from everybody else and so by far considered the top dogs that they're not even really intimidated by these other leagues anymore.
Well, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be, but I honestly think it was a smart business decision, and I can't see any matchups in the UFC where I can say I'm excited to see Fitch. I think him versus Maya was the last real one, and he won't fight Koscheck, so where does he go? You're not going to see GSP. Do you want to see him versus Nick Diaz?
Yeah, there's still other fights.
Do you want to see him
Ellenberger,
versus Condit?
There's other fights, and there's fights that he can win. Dude, look, I think John Fitch should have moved up to 185 a little while ago, and I think it's something that he should still consider doing outside of the UFC. Stylistically, he can fucking go out and be really competitive at 185. But look, either way, I want to get into UFC 157.
You know what I think, by the way? Bass fishing.
I want to get into UFC 157.
Nothing. No, hold on a minute. You let him marinate in that bomb bath. You let him soak.
I'm just telling you. I think he can make some good money getting
being
sponsored by Bassmasters.
Bass Fisherman Tour?
On the Bass Fisherman Tour. You want me to go deep with this? I'll go on it. I think John Fitch, Oni, as a fisherman yourself in the great country of Alaska.
That's right.
The great,
right.
You know, outdoors of Alaska. We want to see John Fitch.
Are you going to let me get into UFC 157 or are you going to keep on going with this ridiculous joke?
I'm waiting
joke?
For you to do it. I was challenged by Tinkle and I
understand
it.
Now. How can we call this street comedy? Because he rambles on like a homeless person. Ronda Rousey
defeated Liz Carmouche. She got her 7th first round armbar in a row. 10 seconds left in the fight. It wasn't without any... It wasn't a completely dominant performance. And look, I think you're going to see that more and more to Ronda Rousey. I don't believe that Ronda Rousey is as well-rounded and is as amazing as people say she is. Liz Carmouche caught her back in the first minute and a half of that fight. She almost fucking choked her out. She actually knocked her mouth guard out of her mouth, and she buried her fucking teeth into Liz Carmouche's arm. Did you see the bite marks on her arm?
No.
Pretty crazy,
it wasn't
dude.
Bite
marks.
It was
marks. An accident.
It was just, yeah, it was, she choked her so hard. She wasn't choking her. She was twisting her mouth up that she had the teeth imprints in her arm.
Jesus.
And look, Liz Carmouche, she was tough.
Why am I hard right now? Go ahead. Sorry.
Because Oni's titties are out?
Yeah. Jesus. I'm sorry, guys. I put them away.
Look, I think that Rousey, you know, what have we seen from Rousey besides an armbar? I mean, she's a great grappler.
Oh, dismantling all of the top women in her division?
Dude, she's a great...
Look, this one, I'll admit, I'm a little attached, but you guys are attached to your girls, too.
I'm not attached to anything right
now.
Don't call John
Fisher a girl.
Dude, I'm listen. Naming facts right now. Ronda Rousey does not have good striking. Ronda Rousey does not hit hard. Ronda Rousey is a good grappler. If she fights somebody like Cyborg, she's going to get fucked
she's
up.
She's
going
to get...
Cyborg's
well,
also on the
gonna...
juice.
Yeah, well,
Cyborg aside, though. Let's put Cyborg aside. I want to keep Cyborg aside. Go ahead.
Like an angry pit bull.
All right. No, it's gone. It's passed already. It's passed.
No, right. It was going to be a joke.
No, I don't know what it was. I
fucking forgot. Take a lot of brain aneurysm. Look, I think that, look, I'm not even hating on Rousey. I was impressed with the fact that everyone knows that she's coming out for the armbar, and yet again, she was able to land that fucking armbar. It's insane.
She just closes the gap, and she,
She's also very imposing, and the size-wise, as far as Liz, was smaller. I mean, what else is he going to do?
And what about Misha Tate said, I'm going to rip her face off. And I know Misha Tate's your girl, but Misha Tate didn't do that the first time around.
She didn't say she's going to rip her face off.
And everyone knew what Ronda Rousey was going to do.
Stop. Let me respond to that. Mm. Misha Tate didn't say she's going to rip her face off. Misha Tate said, if I got her in that position, I would rip her face off. It's two different statements, okay? And look, let me tell you something. I think
still hard.
Misha Tate, honestly, I think as she gets through this chick, Kat Zagnano, and I've never seen this chick fight, so I don't
know. Have you seen Kat Zagnano?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
And what was with those girls wearing those rainbow-colored outfits, by the way? Did you see the video?
They're called Lisbos? Dancing Lesbians.
Huh?
The Lisbos?
No, yeah, Lisbos. Is that why they call them Lisbos?
Because they're Liz Carmouche's lesbian fan base?
Hold on a second. What did you just ask that?
No, two and two together.
No. They call them Lisbos?
No, I don't even know what you guys are talking about. I'm talking about the UFC on Fuel interview.
Lisbos.
Did you see how they're dressed?
You can't call them donut bumpers.
Wait, I don't know what you're saying.
Misha Tate and Kat Zingano wore like these brightly colored, multi-striped like dresses to talk to Ariel Helwani.
Were they actually like rainbow colored?
Yeah,
because they were probably rooting for Liz Carmouche.
Well, maybe they were.
They were Lisbos. That's their fan base.
Honorary Lisbos. I was a Lisbo for the day.
You know what I noticed during the fight, though?
I was a Lisbo this morning.
I just pulled
up in the afternoon.
I just pulled a dildo out of my ass this morning.
Do you know what I noticed during the fight? Ronda Rousey, like at least four or five times, was fixing her top.
Oh,
And she said something after the fight. She said that
she didn't buy her bra this time. They bought it for her.
Yeah, well, she said that she was more concerned with flashing the crowd than defending the choke, and that's why she got caught in that position. Might be a little bit of an excuse.
Get him out of the UFC.
But no, dude, look, don't fucking do that.
She has no heart.
Don't wear a fucking sports bra and then fix your titties the whole time.
These
girls should have to wear like the surfer tops where they're completely covered. Because look, it's if the dudes had to fucking fix their shorts so their cocks weren't falling out every minute.
She was fine last time. The UFC put her thing together this time, and I think there was a reason behind that. Personally.
Of course,
or just there was a little more cleave there.
Fucking trying shirts to get, versus skins, dude. Don't be a fucking cunt about it.
They want to show off.
What
you're gonna have two chicks wrestling in the middle of the ring, and they're gonna be dressed in surfer gear. The next UFC with chicks is gonna fucking have like 200 people.
Yeah, but
it.
You know what, dude? Look, it's about the sport. Okay, you can't have fucking girls' titties. And by the way, they're not even nice titties. Who cares about Ronda Rousey's little fucking
mangled,
little tiny pathetic titties?
Yeah, the little tiny.
And you're not.
Three of the people in this room have nicer titties than Ronda Rousey.
They looked that good on the UFC, the ESPN body issue.
Dude, she looked gross on the ESPN body issue. You're just wrong about that, dude.
That's just taste.
That was
right
the
there.
Only.
And I'm not even dismissing it. Misha Tate is a hot chick.
Smoking.
Yeah, no, Misha's hot.
But so is Ronda.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think she's as pretty as people say.
That new one is.
She has weird pancake.
You guys made
flapjack titties.
All right, well, you guys are being rude now.
What do we see next for Ronda? It's obviously going to be Misha Tate versus the winner of her and Kat Zingano.
Oh, she's going to fight Kat Zingano because Kat Zingano is going to rip Misha Tate's head off.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that chick's upper body?
The UFC signed four other women, Sarah Kaufman being one of them. I forget the other ones. They announced it today. So there's 10 official signees right now.
Julie Kedzie's the other one.
Yep.
Are there any lesbians in that group?
Probably. They're all fucking lesbians. Come on.
All right, guys. We're going to lose more fans here.
They're all fucking. Oh, yeah.
We're not going to lose any fans. Believe me. This isn't anywhere near the worst thing that we fucking said. Yeah. And no, I don't even care. Leave well enough alone.
All
right. I don't give a shit.
Let's leave well enough alone.
That's Oni's new name. Well enough.
The Great White North. I'm going to have Dan Soder call in with his Great White North Indian.
The Great White Northern.
So look, other main card action. Lyoto Machida defeated Dan Henderson in a fucking boring affair.
Yeah, Henderson was right, man. You know, I honestly thought this whole Olay stuff that Machida was doing was boring. He ran away from him. It's the same thing with the Condit Nick Diaz thing.
Dude, it's like his style.
Typical Machida
of fucking,
shit, though. That's what he does. He doesn't get hit.
His style of like karate is the same thing as like those Steven Seagal movies. If someone doesn't charge after you, there's no movie, dude. Because his whole style is just like ripping someone's like, you know, like
that's using not, someone's. Seagal had the whole.
Yeah, it's Aikido.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that was the Aikido, worst description of any fighting style ever.
No, like Aikido is...
You got to attack Aikido. You use
your opponent's energy against them. That's what I was saying.
And yeah. What about charge?
Machida, here's the thing. Machida, he came into this fight and he knew that he was one fight away from a title shot. He knows that he was the most successful person against Jon Jones. And the old Machida, the Machida that we saw go on like an 11-0 run in the UFC, or it was like, I guess, a 6-0 run in the UFC, but 11-0 at the time. Remember, Machida was really fucking boring in the beginning. Really boring. He never finished fights. He played the quote unquote elusive fucking fighting style, which is boring as shit. And he was never finishing people, and people just did not like his style aesthetically. A striker who's just boring. How does that even fucking happen?
What I want is he's like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
He's like a lay and pray stand up fighter. It's the worst style on earth. But Machida came out after he started getting some steam and he was beating people. Then he kind of let go a little bit and he started knocking motherfuckers out and he got exciting.
And then who?
Shogun killed him.
And it also helped that Rashad Evans fucking stood in front of him and called him names with his mouth open.
Yeah, that
didn't
hurt.
And he fucking let him knock him out.
But look, Dan, he said, I need to play a smart style against Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson has a fucking overhand right. That's it. If he tries to clinch with me and grapple with me, I have good enough grappling. I have good enough of a judo and sumo base that I could fucking get away from this guy. And let me just win this fight. Let me ensure a title shot. So I get why he did it, but it just fucking sucked.
It was boring, and it also reminded you that Hendo's not going to do nothing against Jones anyway, so...
Yeah, but you know what? I think he has a better chance against Jones than he does against Lyoto Machida.
Yeah, Jones will strike.
Yeah, Jones will go in there and mix it up. Yeah. And honestly, Dan Anderson's just got to land a big fucking power right.
Well, now we're not going to see it because the dragon went in there and he ran away. And now we're not going to see it anymore. And now we have to see Lyoto Machida, John Jones too. And he's going to choke him out of the fence again. And it's frustrating.
And you know what? But that's not even necessarily true because it was a split decision. Don't fucking let the UFC don't put it again above the UFC to sign Dan Henderson versus John Jones.
Did you see what
Chael Sonnen's fighting John Jones? He just lost at 185.
Dude, all Brock Lesnar has to do is take some meth for 2 months.
And he's back. He'll fight for any title he wants.
Dude, he'll fight John Jones easily at 204 pounds.
That's why these rankings, they came up with these rankings. Do they really even mean anything?
No, because they fired one of the dudes.
They don't give a shit. They don't care about their rankings.
If you get some heat behind you, especially the way Chael did, I mean, you can be ranked fucking 2 if you get that kind of heat.
It's kind of like the heat that you and I have, Lewis, you know? Bad guy.
We're sweating a lot because we're fat.
I'm really sweating right now. It is awful. You're just like my
father. July heat. So look, Dan Henderson, look, he's going to go back to the fucking back of the line.
Nah, he's super excited. He'll always
have a job at the UFC no matter how much he fucking loses. He's an exciting fighter, and it wasn't Dan Henderson's fault that fight wasn't exciting.
Who do you think he should fight next?
Hendo?
Tarek Saffedine. That's right. Everybody wants to see it. Belgians versus the USA. Tarek Saffedine.
We're tired of your bullshit waffles.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sick of playing matchmaker.
Bring Vladimir Matashenko back.
Yeah, he was cut too. Maddie was cut.
Well,
he's 42 years old.
What a 42-year-old.
I thought he was cut when he lost to Tito 7 years ago.
Bring Tito back.
So Uriah Faber,
he's only cut as a fighter. I believe he's still working with the UFC as an actual janitor now.
But
you don't know me.
Uriah Faber,
that's some corporate comedy right there.
Defeated Ivan Menjivar, first round rear naked choke, 4 minutes 34 seconds, standing on his back. Menjivar and Faber fought years ago. I didn't even know this before I watched the Countdown show. They fought years ago.
It was fucking payback that no one cared about.
It was an illegal, like fucking knee to the head.
Strike. Yeah. He had a bad cut on his entire eyebrow was cut.
You know what? Look, I don't mind Faber. I used to not even like him that much, but I think now that he's kind of like not the dude that
he's everything you want to be in your life.
A good looking young Californian.
Almost in a boy band.
You want Uriah Faber to raise little Jimbo.
That wouldn't be awesome, actually. He'd have a way better life.
Team Alpha Male.
Beatrice would have a way better sex life. He's got a great little body on him. Beatrice would throw him around, though.
Except those fucking headbands. We're gonna have I don't see her like putting up with those goofy white Alpha Male
headbands.
That's
it. I'm wearing a headband to the next episode.
You should.
My Uriah favorite headband. I'm going to try to put cornrows in my hair.
I'm actually upset that you're not wearing the shirt.
You should, and I could see her wearing Amp Energy drink gear and Torque gear.
With your bald head and a fucking headband around it, it's gonna look like a it's gonna look like a stick of deodorant.
You're gonna look like the leader of the Latin Kings.
All these jokes are just okay. Let's get real, guys.
Not street comedy right there.
If I was outside in front of 7-Eleven telling that joke, it'd kill, right, Vic?
So, look, Jesus. Uriah Faber. Now, look, he's
don't get mad that I had to get you on the show tomorrow night, and don't be mad that you're not on the Carolines comedy tournament.
Oh, no, it's okay, guys. Village...
only would have lost anyway. It's okay.
I'll be barking outside the lantern, guys.
Oh, dude, are you really barking outside the lantern?
I don't bark, son.
Fuck.
Son?
So
I bark.
Look, Uriah Faber, shut up. Let me fucking speak. Holy shit.
Do you think that he's going to have like an automatic title shot after the...
Dude, they want to put gold around Uriah Faber's waist. They really do.
He deserves it.
He didn't deserve anything.
He's going to take Henan Barrow's title now.
I don't know.
He came
into
the UFC with that kind of appeal. I think he's lost.
He was the face of the WEC. I think they want it. Here's what they want. The UFC wants really good looking people that they can go and market to the fucking general population. Yeah. So they can go market.
Rosie O'Donnell, dude. Yeah, dude. How many fighters have been on Rosie O'Donnell?
Good looking, well spoken, smart.
Yeah, they do not want a fucking crazy horse Charles Bennett to be the face of any division, okay? Just some fucking crackhead that's just like, yeah, man, what's up? Let's do something. Like that. They don't need that. They want these good-looking, clean-cut people. They love Ronda Rousey for that. They love that they could just sell her to fucking 17-year-old boys that are going to whack off in their bedrooms to her. They love that shit.
Well,
okay?
So who doesn't? It's marketing. It's the real world. It's corporate America. You're trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just like Tupac said.
Yeah, but whenever you're letting that lead you, you're not getting the best fighters.
No, not at all. I mean, I think that's fucking... The UFC's proven it time and time again that you don't necessarily have to be the best fighter to fight for a title.
There's a limit.
Yeah, because he can't beat the best guys. He keeps losing. He's like 0-5.
Well, who told me that? Was that you that told me that statistic? That was a pretty cool... Somebody tweeted it on Twitter.
I told you. Yeah, it was Chipetta tweeted it. That he was 6-0 in all in his last six non-title fights, but 0-5 in all of his title fights.
That's crazy. Yeah, so he's literally gatekeeper. Like that's what he can do. Yeah.
But he's still at that level though. It's you know, he gets close.
But he's almost in a John Fitch situation where he can beat everybody but the champions. Yeah. He can beat everybody but the champions. So he ends up killing all these contenders. Like, dude, they hate John Fitch for killing off Eric Silva. Eric Silva is beautiful. Okay, he's a super exciting fighter. He was super marketable. They would have loved to fucking throw this guy out and be the next dude at 170. But John Fitch went and killed that fucking dream for them. Uriah Faber, he can go and beat almost anybody at 135. So it's like, what do you do with him there?
But Faber's exciting. Go ahead.
And what's irritating about Faber is like every time he loses these title shots, he doesn't get his ass whooped. He just gets outdanced or out. You know what I mean? Like, what's his name? Didn't kick his ass.
Nobody can outdance Uriah Faber.
He's got moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Faber's tough, and he's exciting, and he's fucking cute.
Yeah, but to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
Oni's just the fucking
hashtag flair.
Generic phrase, Oni today.
Is that your new thing? You're going to start hashtagging stuff on the podcast?
It's
that's great.
All day, baby.
And that's the bottom line, because Eskimo Oni says so.
Hashtag, please include me. Come on, guys.
Oh, shit, Oni. You really are just saying generic phrases from life?
No, from Flair.
The sky's the limit.
I live my entire life by Flair quotes.
That's right.
So, Court McGee defeated Josh Neer. Exciting fight. I don't really want to spend too much more time talking about it.
You know what, though? Josh Neer, I was kind of hoping he wasn't going to win because he's not even 30 yet, and he is fucking punch drunk. Dude.
Well, Josh Neer didn't win.
No, I'm saying I was watching the fight hoping he wouldn't win. He's really, it's kind of sad. He's under 30, and like if you watch his interviews now, he's bad.
I think
dude.
He just smokes a lot of weed with the Diaz brothers.
He's
a but number one, he's a dentist.
He smokes a lot of
weed.
He's
worried about.
They're not literally what their names are. He's not a janitor. He's not a dentist.
No, he's a janitor now.
Pete Ortiz hasn't been a Huntington Beach bad boy in years.
Oh, he's a bad boy.
He's a Huntington Beach bad. Johnny Bones Jones, he has big bones in his arms.
His knuckles reach the ground.
Ronda Rousey, she's a cunt. Wait, is that her nickname?
She's rowdy.
Quad, I believe.
Misha right. Cupcake Tate, she makes cupcakes.
She does make cupcakes.
Well, you know what? I'm proven wrong here, guys.
You're proven wrong. Oh, my
cupcakes. God. Do you remember 6 months ago on the podcast where I said it'd be 7 years before a woman fought in the UFC? Do you remember when I made that bold prediction?
Oh, you were screaming.
7 years!
You're like Tom Cruise on the couch over here. It's not gonna happen. These fucking bitches. And then all of a sudden, you're like,
standing on the couch. Oprah's just clapping and laughing.
Oh my God. Tinkle's giant feet. Tinkle, get your fucking foot off the recorder. Thank you. He knocked over the recorder. It's still good.
Still don't have batteries. That's okay.
No, we don't need batteries.
Maybe we should take a break and save this part.
Yeah. No, we're going to finish talking about this event, and then we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the Kelvin Uruguay. Uruguay interview.
The Kelvin Nagashimakadamada.
Namahajabamba.
Rose Namajahamana. Kelvin Gashimadahabada.
Oh, why couldn't we lose the Kelvin interview instead of the Rose Namahunas interview? Oh, shit.
0.002.
All right. Robbie Lawler defeated Josh Koscheck. Dude, Josh Koscheck is
getting... He made a little money for me.
Dude, he is getting robbed. And we're going to go. Also, we're going to go over the results of the betting game. We're going to give out the prize for the winner for the betting game right after we come back from this. But Robbie Lawler
looked good at 170. God
Robbie Lawler looked
it.
Great at 170. Josh Koscheck, I do believe it was an early stoppage. I have to say, it was an early stoppage. Okay, he
yeah,
wasn't
but
out.
He was stiff though.
He not even stiff, dude. Watch it over and over again.
Oh,
he,
I went stiff.
He was hurt. Tickle, you were getting boners a lot today.
Well, my bad,
dude.
Sorry.
Look, he was hurt. I will say that he could have. I mean, he was like literally as soon as he stopped it, he looked up at what's his name, Herb Dean. He was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, I'm here. I'm right here. Don't
yeah,
even.
That's his move.
He didn't fight it too much.
He's done that like three times.
Didn't he do that with Anderson?
Yeah, he gets punched. He fucking wakes up. He's like, what? What happened? What? How come you're stopping the fight?
That or his orbital bone.
Are we going to all ignore the fact that Oni just said Josh Koscheck fought Anderson Silva?
And he did.
That, well,
oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Maybe
at home.
Way
to go on your
Eskimo. Eskimo. Eskimo.
Nobody... I thought you were saying ask chemo, like chemo, chemo, Leopoldo.
Dude, podcast has chance. I thought we'd throw one in there.
We're not copying fucking Bobby's podcast.
We copy everybody else.
We're better than that.
You know what's funny is I didn't know what was going on when they were doing this chance.
No, neither did I.
Oh, shut up. You're on the podcast.
I love it. I love chanting with Bobby's podcast. Tinkle is ugly. Tinkle is ugly.
Oh, that's right. A good one.
Sorry. All right, look, Robbie Lawler, I got to say, dude, he looked fucking great, dude. He was able to stuff some takedowns. He was able to get back up. Josh Koscheck, one of the best wrestlers in the UFC, not able to hold him down. And I can't say that if they let it go another 5 seconds that he wasn't going to finish it. He hit him so fucking hard when he was on the ground. It looked brutal.
That
looked,
right hand when he was up against
ruthless.
The cage. I think.
Ooh.
Stop it, everybody.
Uh-oh.
That's like me saying, and you know what? Jerry the King was smiling in Memphis.
He was actually walking in Memphis. Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane.
Tickle, why don't you give up on life? Give up on comedy and just go become a fucking crooner. Go become a country crooner. Or a fucking like a 90s rock cover band singer.
Lewis is fucking gay.
Where you guys just do Creed. You do Creed covers. You do fucking like
Pearl Jam covers.
You do Disturbed.
Wish,
can you do?
I wish blues was still prominent because then you'd be Chris Caveman Tinkle. And they'd be like, Chris Caveman Tinkle sings about all the negative in his life.
Dude, he was never taught how to play the harmonica. He's taught himself.
Just let her cry.
So look, Robbie Lawler. Look, here's the thing with Koscheck, man. He got robbed against Lawler. He got robbed against.
He's gonna get cut.
He's
got,
gonna
maybe,
get cut.
He got robbed against Johnny Hendricks.
No,
he got robbed, dude. I was there.
We were all there, dude. Potatoes, potatoes.
I don't know, dude. Look, they're a super question. But the last two, this is why I'm gonna say Koscheck's not gonna get cut. He's a little bit more popular than Fitch because of his style. He does bring it every time. He's not a dude who, you know, he doesn't do the lay and pray style, which I love Fitch. And I'm a fan of Fitch, and I think he's turned a corner. He's a lot more exciting.
Why don't you just say what you're thinking?
I think that John Fitch needs to suck a dick. No. I don't know if he's going to, because of the way he lost these last two fights, both questionable, both super questionable.
Wait, what the?
The Koscheck losses.
Dude, he got drilled, though.
He got drilled. That's fine, but he wasn't out, okay? And everyone that watched that fight, including Dana White, said it was an early stoppage.
He's another one, too. Unless he's fighting John Fitch, nobody's interested anymore. Everyone's bored
with
him.
No one wants to see them fight. No one wants to see them fight.
I want
to
see them fight.
Yeah, dude, you
Dana
are literally
White
the only person that's ever said
Me
he wants to see
Dana
them fight.
Dana White.
Yeah, because you guys are both fucking shitsters. That's why.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, dude.
You know what? He's stirring shit. And he's spending $100 million at the gambling tables
hey,
in
Vic,
an hour.
If you want to see them fight, you go to fucking San Jose and go watch them fight at AKA. Hey, fucking Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Right, look,
that's how it's done,
Other
son.
Results. Brendan Schaub defeated LeVar Johnson.
Oh,
boring.
Dude, can we just say something really quick? That guy, he did not want to get fired.
Holy Oh, yeah. Brendan Schaub, he played it super safe, which honestly, that's not how you fucking win. Dude, that's not how you stay in the UFC. If you come in, you play it super safe, the next time you lose, they're going to remember that shit. And it's over, dude. I don't want to see a fucking heavyweight do boring jiu-jitsu. Okay, if you're a great jiu-jitsu guy like Frank Mir or Big Nog, go out and fucking roll around on the ground. That's fine. I want to see sweeps. I want to see arm bars. I want to see kimuras. I want to see crazy shit. Don't fucking get in a dominant position and lay on a dude if you're a heavyweight.
Dude, Johnson landed more strikes on his back than Schaub did.
Yeah, dude, look, that fight fucking stunk. I don't want to even spend any more time, but I want to go to a break. Let me just give the results for the rest of the card.
Well, because...
Do you want to say something else?
No, no.
The last episode you wanted to talk about.
That's enough. That's
good. I'm giving the results. Some people don't watch the fucking fights, Vic.
A lot of people do. Don't question
me. Don't question me.
I will question you.
Michael Chiesa defeated Anton Kudabarabara. Dennis Bermudez defeated Matt Grice. Split decision.
Fucking war.
Fight of the night. Fight of the night. Fight of the year.
Tinkle, let's sidebar this one.
Yes, dude.
I mean, I was impressed, Tinkle.
Dude, Grice. It was like watching.
His legs were I'm sorry.
Dude, his legs were so wobbly. Like, at the third round, it was rough.
But he refused to go down.
He did not go down.
Never back down.
You just got sidebarred, Lewis.
Thanks.
You got sidebarred.
Sam Stat defeated Karos Fodor. Split decision. Kenny Robinson defeated Brock Jardine. Submission knee bar in the first. Neil Magny defeated John Manley, the manliest name in all of MMA.
John Manley.
Unanimous decision, and Nishan Burrell defeated Yuri Villafort.
And that was a good fight, too. You see that one?
I actually didn't watch that one. I can't justify myself to watch Facebook cards at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. There's too many fighters. That's it.
You know 5 what? O'clock, this is way too much porn you should be watching.
Baby. And porn can always be watched in conjunction with anything else.
That is true.
Then everything gets
That's a very
sexualized.
Good point. Very
yeah,
good point.
But you feel weird when you're trying to jerk off and something cool happens in the fight, and you're like, yeah! And you're like, fucking, you just pull a little too hard sometimes. That's all I'm saying. All
right, look, guys, we're going to go to the interview with Kelvin.
That was too real, Tinkle.
Yeah,
too real.
You all just looked at me like, fuck you. You all went to your own little stories in your brains.
Here's Kelvin Gastelu, right?
Kelvin Manitoba. What's his last name?
Dude,
Gastelum.
This guy had an awesome fight last week. Stop being a dickhead.
No, I'm kidding, dude. First of all, if he can't fucking take a joke, he can go fucking suck a dick. I don't know what I'm saying.
Man. We're going to have to cut all this.
No, we're not cutting anything. Kelvin Gastelum won in the Ultimate Fighter last week.
Underdog.
Hopefully going to win the entire thing, because then we could have some sort of champion on the show eventually.
Hammer Fist and Curse now is getting people cut.
Kelvin Gastelum right now with me and Tinkle. Vic was in the room. Goodbye. Luis J. Gomez, Chris Tinkle on the line with Ultimate Fighter 17 competitor, Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man? It's going well.
So you just came off a big win.
It's awesome, man.
Awesome win. You were the underdog this past Tuesday night. The Ultimate Fighter 17 on FX. How are you feeling right now? I mean, obviously the fight happened a while ago. It's no longer a live format, but you know, everything just came out. Now I'm sure you're getting a ton of phone calls from friends. I'm sure you're getting a lot of attention right now. How's it going with everything?
Man, everything's going well, as you can see. I mean, I couldn't be more happier with the results that we saw on Tuesday.
So, I mean, talk to me. You were an underdog in this fight. You're an undefeated fighter. Bubba McDaniel's been around for a while. Going into the fight, I mean, how did you feel? Was this a fight you were expecting to win? Just talk to us a little bit about Bubba as an opponent.
I really didn't know much about him before going out into the fight. It looked that he was going to be all around tough, so... I was just ready for everything and anything, and that's how we took the fight. And fortunately for me, it came out the way it did.
Now, I mean, in the first round, it looked like it's not so much you were having trouble. It seems like he was kind of getting the better of you in the first round, not by any crazy measures, but it seemed to us that he won the first round slightly. There was some great scrambles, lots of sweeps. It was kind of back and forth. Going into that second round, was there any urgency to finish that fight, or were you kind of like looking just like, hey, let me just win this round, maybe go into an overtime?
I didn't really have a sense of urgency to win that second round. So I was going to, obviously every fight that I go into, I try and finish. So that's my mentality going into the first and second round.
So, I mean, tell me, like, how, because we watch it at home and it kind of, it all happens very quick. But I mean, is there, I mean, it's a reality show. I mean, we're comics. We've been on sets before when people are shooting stuff. Is it a lot of waiting around? Is it, how much different is it to fight on The Ultimate Fighter than it is to fight on just a regular, you know, card in some regional show?
Man, obviously it's very different. We're all there for one reason, and that's to get the UFC contract, you know. And that's, those are some of the fights that you know, there's a lot of pressure going in there because, you know, everybody wants to win and they all want to get the contract. But so it adds up a lot of pressure, and you know, there's not a crowd that we fight in front of or anything like that. It's just you, the refs, and my teammates cheering me on, and that was it, the coaches.
I mean,
so it definitely is. It's very different.
Talk to me a little bit about Chael as a coach, because from our perspective, it seems like John Jones just kind of cheers in the background, whereas Chael really gets out there, and he's fucking coaching. You know, I mean, is it what we see? Is he like a real coach when he's on the show with you guys?
Oh, yeah, 100%, definitely. He was the greatest coach ever. You know, he was always there for every practice, every, you know, they were there 100% for the right reasons, and we all got along real well.
And Chael has like these like speeches, like being a fan like at home, I'm like watching these epic like fucking Braveheart speeches. Like being there live, did you guys have the same kind of feeling? Like, oh, come on, guys, let's fucking do this. We're charging the battle, or?
Yeah, I guess kind of. He's the leader of our. He's the leader of Team Darkseid, and that's how we took it. He sat down and spoke with us and told us how he saw the fight going, and just really encouraged us and made us real confident in ourselves and each of every fighter, I think.
Cool. And also, being someone, you know, a fan, I watch every episode, like, Bubba's character, he was kind of edited like someone who was kind of like talking shit and calling people out every week.
Yeah.
So as a fan at home, you know, it was like awesome to see you finish him and for, you know, for like him to kind of eat like humble pie a little bit. Did you guys feel that in like the house at all? I mean, was he kind of like walking around talking shit in the house as well, or?
Yeah, well, we knew he was, you know, he thought he was, you know, he thought he was one of the top dogs for sure. And, you know, I was just kind of sitting back. I just observe a lot, and I just sit back and observe, you know. But he wasn't really going around talking crap to everybody or trying to start a drama, thankfully, you know, because then there would have been some stuff going on in the house. But thankfully, he wasn't like that. He was in the house. You know, he never called me a mama's boy in front of my face, so... You know, that's up to him, but he was mostly up in his room, you know, trying to stay away from that kitchen because he's a big boy.
Yeah, you should change your name to Kelvin Mama's Boy Gastelum now, just in honor of Bubba McDaniels.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
So talk to me a little bit about the Ronda Rousey thing, because they played it up like you got a crush on this chick. What's going on with that? She called you up and everything.
Yeah, I guess somebody had mentioned to Chael that I was a Ronda Rousey fan, and yeah, I don't know who told her. Who told him? But yeah, before my fight, he called her up, asked her to wish me good luck, and she, you know, she did so, and told me, you know, maybe if you win, you know, kind of encouraging me, you know, if you win, I'll come down and teach a training session. And that was pretty cool, you know, really cool Chael to do that, try and encourage me and my fight and stuff. So it was cool.
So when you say training session, is it like a one-on-one personal training session? maybe she'll show you.
No.
She'll show you her guard work. Who knows?
No, nothing like that at all. You know, with all the guys there and you know, none like that at all.
No.
Dude, you should. Do you have a girlfriend? You should make a move on Ronda Rousey. Why not, dude?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, whatever. Cheat on her, dude. You're about to hit the big time.
She's a goddamn champion, Kelvin. Go for it.
Did you watch? I'm assuming you did watch Ronda Rousey's fight this weekend, right?
What's that?
I'm assuming you did watch Ronda Rousey's fight this weekend, right?
Of course.
Did you watch it with your girlfriend in the same room, or did you watch it privately?
you know what? She was actually there. My girlfriend was.
Nice. So, wait, does your girl, like, hate Ronda Rousey now? She's like, oh, that fucking bitch. She's not even that pretty anyway.
Kind of.
She's like, why do you like her? She has fat thighs.
What's that?
It was a bad joke. All right, so look, I let me ask you this. Did you get a chance to meet Ronda yet, or you can't talk about that? Maybe if she came down to the show.
No, I'll let you guys find that out for yourselves.
Nice. All right, that means we're going to see Ronda Rousey triangle choke Kelvin Gastelum on The Ultimate Fighter.
You're all, you know, I still don't get it. Can you try it again 5 more times?
Shit. So, all right, so look, we were huge fans of the fight. The fight was awesome, man. We're hoping that you go a lot further in the competition. Hopefully win the competition. Do you have a Twitter or anything you'd like to plug?
Just want to say thank you guys for having me on, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed the fight and Tuesday, and but yeah, if you guys want to reach me and follow me and what's going on with me, you guys can follow me at Twitter at Kelvin Gastelum, and then on Facebook also Kelvin Gastelum. And then I also got my official website, KelvinGastelum.com.
Sweet, man. We'll make sure we put a link up to that, and we'll tweet this out as well. All right, brother. Listen, thanks a lot, man. We wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it, man, and hopefully you guys have me on soon.
Oh, sure, yeah, brother. Definitely, man. Thank you, but Kelvin.
All right, good luck, brother. Planificando tanto el evento que no hay momento. Este es el momento, todo te espera muy bien. En teoría, big deal, deja la filosofía.
Love his song.
What's up? We're back.
Listen to the break, though. It's all Latin at some point. Watch.
These lyrics are about Ronda Rousey.
Right here.
Fuck yeah.
This Spanish new metal. It's awesome.
Eat some churros.
It's coming. It's coming. Listen. Listen on it.
Oh. Slice up mango. Put on hot sauce.
Tacos.
What's up, guys? We're back.
The demographic in America is changing.
That this song is in celebration of Kelvin
Gastelum. I like to emphasize the wrong part's name. Hey, I thought Kelvin was a great interview.
Kelvin was a great interview.
I think, and he also had a great sense of humor with us, and. And I want to say that, you know, we enjoyed talking to him.
I agree.
Yeah, man. He's a dude.
He was a good dude. And honestly, I hope he wins the Ultimate Fighter. It's so
he's a baby, man.
How young is he? He's like 21, right?
Yeah.
I think he's 20.
No, he's 21, actually. I read that.
I think he's 17. He's not 17.
He's actually still young enough to where we even mention Ronda Rousey's name.
He giggles.
He giggled.
Girls.
Girls.
Look, guys, I want to get into UFC on Fuel 8 in just a few minutes. There is some other news out there.
What's the other news? How is this not good?
Yeah, whatever happened to Puya, dude? You know, that's the first time I ever smoked weed. I went to go see Incubus, System of a Down, Puya, and Mr. Bungle.
I think they're coming back.
Snowcore, 1998.
Snowcore.
They're actually a mariachi band now.
They're playing weddings.
Yeah.
They're Puerto Rican, Oni. Don't joke about this. You're Cuban.
You know, I realize we do have 3 different types of Hispanics in this room.
I know. By the way, isn't it messed up they put us all in the same category and none of us have, like, we have certain similarities, but we have
completely different. Like, I don't know what the fuck Cubans care about.
Yeah, we all work for no money. And
yeah.
That's about it. We get treated like shit by white people like Tinkle.
We leave our wives and the babies at home while we go and spend our nights making love to other women.
But you guys eat black beans. I eat pinto beans. You know what I'm saying?
We eat red beans, dude.
You eat red beans?
Yeah.
He eats black beans. I'm pinto beans.
Pinto beans.
Pinto.
And you refry them.
You're
not satisfied with the first fry. You got to refry the motherfucker.
Like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Shut up, Whitey.
I'm like in charge of getting.
An apple.
I'm getting in charge of all these beans getting shipped from store to store. white guy power. Yeah,
also, I want to say congratulations to Paul Smith, the winner of the UFC 157.
The person we randomly picked out of a
betting game. That's not true.
I'm kidding around.
You bet $1,000 on Machida. It was the only... Here's the problem. I mean, he picked a favorite, but honestly, everyone else was just wrong. Everyone was throwing tons of money at Henderson, tons of money at Carmouche. Sometimes you got to pick the guy who's going to probably win.
That's right. Sometimes you got to go with the favorite. And that was abrupt, and I like it.
I didn't do the numbers on who won out of our thing. I know I didn't win.
I know that I don't care.
I know I didn't win.
I was fairly close.
I bet $1,000 on... Because fucking asshole Bobby Kelly, he fucking wrote me into it. His eyes got all big. I'm all, you know what? I'm thinking underdog, man. He's like, yeah. Right when I did it.
He put $1,000 on Carmouche.
I did, an idiot.
I put $300 on Lawler. I don't know what that, but I put $700 on Henderson.
So. Oh, he was a big underdog, though.
Yeah, I think
Lawler was. Lawler was a big underdog.
He was a pretty heavy underdog. You might have actually won, Oni. I don't know. Everyone else failed.
Let's just go ahead and say that. Please include me.
Oni won. You win nothing. We actually punched the winner in the balls every episode.
That is, he won because he's on a fish-based
meaningless
diet.
Meaningless award of the week.
Lewis and I like pork and beef. There are so many differences among us, but with so many similarities.
Real-ass dude of the week.
Real-ass dude of the week.
It's going to be Nick Diaz. I'm going to tell you why. He's not showing up for interviews.
This is the best, dude.
He's not showing up for interviews. Nick Diaz.
He's got his real ass dude of the week.
I guess Dana White said that they're in Stockton. They're sending their film crews for the countdown shows all around Stockton trying to find him. He's nowhere to be found. They're spending $50,000 a week on nothing.
He's got his lawyer talking to them now, too, saying he didn't do any of that shit. But
why aren't they interviewing his pot dealer?
Why aren't they just outside of his pot dealer's house?
Obviously, this is a horrible television crew. If you're just there in Stockton, I know there's nothing to do except drugs and drink. You can just camp yourself out in front of his place.
The best part of all this, because I saw Mike Ciappetta and Mike Straka talking about this on Twitter today. The best part about all of this is that Dana, he did do his things in the end. He did do everything he was supposed to do, but he did it at the last possible moment. And Dana White is so seething about it that he's still considering
By the way, I think that Nick Diaz is personally responsible for Dana White's Meniere's disease. I think he's fucking making Dana White pop blood vessels in his brain, and it's going to paralyze and kill Dana White, dude. Nick Diaz is pretty fucking badass for saying, hey, you know what? I don't give a fuck, dude. Last time I just gave up a title shot. I'll do it again. Do you think I'm afraid of you, Dana White?
And hey, I'm gonna piss dirty. There's nothing you can do about it.
Because honestly,
if you're not showing up somewhere that much, chances are you're probably pretty high.
And let me tell you something. The other thing, Ronda Rousey. Have you noticed her in her interviews? She is definitely a fucking weed head. She has that thing where weed heads just have almost a drawl, they're weird, weed head drawl. She's like, I don't know, dude, I gotta go wakeboarding and then I train a lot. That's my Ronda Rousey impression. She's gonna end up pissing.
That was on the money.
She's gonna end up pissing dirty at one point.
Why aren't you filling in for Soder when he's
God
off
damn it?
The
I would love Ronda Rousey to piss all over me, dirty dude.
Would you let a chick piss on you?
Yeah, I'd let.
Let. I pay them for this.
I've had it happen.
He's all, dude, I have a coat on me right now.
Wait, you've had girls pee on you?
I've had them go, I have to pee. I'm like, just fucking go.
In your mouth?
No, not in my mouth. What am I, an animal? On my chest.
What?
Like a man.
Wait, were you in the bed?
In the bed.
Yeah. Dude, I had a girl pee on me once in the shower just to see what it was like. And it was all warm. It felt like body. I was like, ew, stop.
How much did you come, to be honest?
No, not at all. It wasn't hot at all.
Oh, man.
It really wasn't. Vic, have you ever had a girl pee on you?
No, I have not had a girl pee on me.
But you gotta get all fucking high and mighty.
I'm not getting high and mighty. It's just funny how.
Would you ever have a girl pee on you?
You know what? Yeah, I probably would.
See, now you're not high and mighty. Never mind. I take it back.
It has to be at a certain level. Yeah, I wouldn't have an ugly girl pee on me, but if she was hot enough.
I thought she was gonna really squirt, but I was like, you don't know what you're
doing. That's not how squirting works.
I know,
it's not
but
pee.
Sometimes I hear them say, I have to pee, and it's actually them squirting. So I was like, you're probably going to squirt, but no, it's pee.
Lewis, as the vice president, he's a little too included right now.
Yeah, only you know what?
Let girls piss on
you. Know what? Listen, prospect, go fucking make us sandwiches.
Damn right. Sorry.
I had a girl like fucking squirt on me once.
Hammer turkey.
And it was like I had like a second to
squirt or pee?
No, squirt.
I've had some squirters in my day.
It was a squirt. And dude, I had like a half second. Either I was going to be freaked out or fucking think it was the greatest thing ever. Greatest thing ever, dude.
Yeah, squirting's awesome.
I texted everybody.
Peeing. Have you ever had a girl pee on you?
No, I'd fucking slap her in the nose.
What?
Slap her in the nose.
Come on, dude. Open your mind a little bit.
Hey,
you guys aren't romantic.
Let's not talk about abuse here.
It's hard for a girl to pee on you when you're making love to him and you're looking him in the eyes, Lewis. When your belly's on top of their belly.
I think if it's consent, if she just surprised me out of nowhere, I might be a little taken aback by it. But if, you know, she discussed it about me beforehand and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go.
How do we get from Nick Diaz?
I mean, like, why do you want
to pee?
Because he went dirty. Because
he's dirty.
Eskimo Oni went dirty. But I like that Diaz. I don't know why, but I like that Diaz is still just being Nick Diaz. Yeah. There's something to admire.
Well, that's
about
why
that.
People like him, dude. They like people like Nick Diaz because he's gonna flip off the cameras. He's not gonna show up for press conferences. He's not gonna answer questions. Dude, like, look, this the same reason I don't like Cesar Gracie. I like Nick Diaz, okay? Because Cesar Gracie isn't a fucking fighter, though. He's somebody that is going in there and kicking ass. He's training fighters. It's a major difference. Real ass dude of the week, Jose Aldo. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, he doesn't want to fight.
He doesn't want to fight Anthony Pettis.
No, he said no.
Because Showtime is go time.
I mean,
I've been waiting for it. I wanted his stomach.
That was a bad joke.
It wasn't even a joke. It was a fact.
Jose Aldo, his people came out and said that Anthony Pettis is not...
deserve the title.
Doesn't deserve title shot at 145.
The former WEC champion.
Former WEC champion. And... he has a title. Hold on, he has a title shot at 155 waiting for him. So he said, "You know what? I don't want to wait another seven months."
How does Frankie Edgar deserve a title shot when he's literally on a winning streak? I mean, I'm talking about Pettis now.
Yeah.
He's on a winning streak, and he is literally the number one contender in another division.
And it's not like there's anyone at 145 that he's like fucking jumping in front of. There's no one to fight. Nobody.
Look, there's what's his name, Lamas, who just had a crazy knockout. But exactly, dude, he is not like proven yet. Lamas should come out and win another fight or two and really in devastating fashion.
I think Lamas
has a cool ass name.
I think Lamas does deserve a title shot, but I
it
think
brings you back to the petting zoo days.
Pettis does. You can't diminish Pettis. Yeah.
Lamas
Pettis.
I was actually saying that because of that show
Lorenzo.
Renegade. Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah, you were on it, Oni. You were like the psychic Indian.
I was.
Was he psychic?
Sidekick.
Sidekick.
Oni, fucking turn your phone off, dude. What are you doing?
Sorry, guys.
I want to smash your phone into two pieces.
It's going to vibrate more now. Watch. Because the thing is...
Because it's underneath your ball sack right now and you're trying to have an orgasm?
He puts that on vibrator and puts it right underneath his nut sack.
Look,
whatever happens, happens, bros.
Aldo should just take the fight.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like any champions coming out and turning down fights ever. John Jones did it with Chael Sonnen the first time.
But no, but that was a time issue. I'll even give him a pass. That was a timing issue.
No. You're a fucking UFC champion. This is my opinion. You're a UFC champion. You do not, if the UFC put somebody in front of you, you defend your fucking belt.
Yeah, but he at least had a reason.
I don't mind Anderson Silva saying, I don't want to fight Chris Weidman. But if they put him in front of you, you fucking fight him.
Oh, he's fighting him now.
I don't mind Jose Aldo saying, I don't want to fight Anthony Pettis. I don't think he deserves a title shot. But you're not going to refuse to fight somebody that the UFC lines up for you, especially. And I didn't even think about the fact that Frankie Edgar was coming off of a loss. Yeah. I didn't even think about that shit.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's on a fucking tear, Anthony Pettis, and he has the style to make one of the most exciting fights on
and
earth.
And all those at bat, dude, how could you be that much of a bat, dude? His sister threw him on a barbecue when he was a baby. And how could you be like, I don't want to fight this dude?
He got hit by a motorcycle. He just flipped off it, landed on his feet, and his ankle hurt for a couple weeks.
Yeah, his mom thought he was a tri-tip.
Wasn't he in the one of the towers?
You know what? People try to say that Chris Tinkle shouldn't be on comedy shows, but he still goes out there every day, and he says, F you to the Riotcast.
That's what.
By the way,
Jose,
I don't know if you noticed
that
Vic really doesn't curse on the show. I think it's really hilarious.
I've noticed it.
Vic says like "f you." He says, "Oh, yeah. you're an effing d bag." It's like, dude, grow up.
I know he's kind of being a or a cunt. You're kind of being cunty.
Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I've been cursing the whole time. I
you
just
know
hold
when you
back.
Get when you get angry, you curse.
Well, I don't want to sound like you guys. How
so look,
that?
Jose Aldo.
You want it to mean something when you say it.
That's right. Thank
well,
you, Oni.
Who does Aldo want to fight? What's his? What's?
I don't know. I don't know who's more deserving than Anthony Pettis, who's the number one ranked 155 pound fighter.
Chad Mendes again. Chad Mendes too. That's
I don't
want
to see that fight again. Chad, look, Chad Mendes is a badass dude. He's only lost to Jose Aldo, but he got knocked out in a minute, and then he jerked off the ref when he was when the ref was over top of him. He started playing with his balls.
Well, I mean,
it's depressing, honestly.
If that could actually happen one more time, it'd be pretty cool. I mean, can lightning strike twice? I want to do. Come on, you don't want to see him.
That's why Chris Tingle's on the Riotcast show. Oh, we don't know if he's opening. Or if he's going to be in the middle.
Rory McDonald.
But he deserves whatever he's
we're
getting.
Doing a UFC 158. It's all shuffled up now. Rory McDonald was injured. So now we got a bunch of different shit happening, okay? Look, I don't like the fact that Rory McDonald's injured. It's not better, really.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Can you? Yeah. Can you please?
Nobody gives a rat's ass about the rest of that card. It's all Diaz Pierre. St. Pierre, that's it.
You keep on saying Pierre. That's bugging the shit out of me.
St. Pierre, GSP.
What are you talking about, jerk off?
Condit Hendricks? I mean, I'm interested, I mean, but I'm not as...
If Hendricks can beat Condit, he's truthfully, officially the number one contender. You know, the problem with Rory McDonald, who I think is maybe the best fighter at 170, he's really fucking good. I don't like him at all, but he's great.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's an unbelievable
GSP.
Fighter. Won't fight GSP. So I don't really care about him beating Carlos Condit. He beats Carlos Condit, then we get to have him
That's
set up
why he picked that fight, because it was a random, ridiculous fight that has no implications on whether or not he faces
Now,
He'll
Johnny
fight
Hendricks.
GSP eventually.
I don't think so. Not at all, dude. They're TriStar
buddies.
Guys.
I know
they're boys.
Same team, but fuck it.
If you want to see them fight, you got to go up to Canada to the TriStar gym.
Which I will be there.
I think we will too, or I will.
Well, if he's never going to be the man,
are you
because
guys
to be the man, you got to beat the
Vic, if you can get us tickets, we'll go.
All right. Are we going to Montreal?
Hey, Vic, why don't you hand me things on a silver platter, and I can do things.
Vic, I can't just afford to buy tickets. Vic. If you can get us free tickets, we will 100% go with you.
Listen, I'm working on it.
Yeah, you were all, I'll get you in the museum earlier. Now what?
Because I have access to that.
Can you get the prospect the ticket too? That's going to be hard, right?
That's all right, guys.
I don't think he's going to go to Montreal. This guy's got kids he's supporting.
He can't. He's already an illegal immigrant in this country. He can't skip to another country.
Exactly. I'm not allowed a passport.
What were you saying?
Wait. We have to have a fucking passport to go
there? Yeah, you got to have a passport. You don't have a passport?
To Canada?
I do,
to another
on,
country?
On the last airplane trip.
Yeah, but you can get it expedited.
Oh, okay.
It only takes a couple weeks.
All right. Hi, James.
The babies.
So, look, now we get to see Johnny Hendricks. If he can go out and beat Carlos Condit, he's a true number one contender.
This fight's way better, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm hot, that's all.
Do you not do that into the microphone, you fucking asshole?
I don't know. I was just trying to stay cool.
It sounds like you're frustrated with the conversation.
I think it's a combination, maybe. I don't know. Frustrated with the heat.
All right. More bookings. UFC 160. They got a couple big fights. Glover Teixeira is fighting Ryan Bader, and Donald Cerrone is welcoming KJ Nunes.
This is Silva Velasquez too, but, right?
Is it? I don't know.
I think
yes,
so.
Yes, it is. But can we go back for 1 second?
Sure.
About the Ellenberger fight.
Oh,
with,
yeah. Ellenberger's fighting Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt's back. I don't know, dude.
Ah, nice.
After Marquardt shit the bed in that last Strikeforce fight, I'm pretty disappointed with Nate Marquardt.
Yeah, but did you hear what he did, though? Jake Ellenberger, he went on social media and badmouthed Johnny Hendricks. He doesn't badmouth anybody, and he was like saying he was like fucking ducking him and all that stuff. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, I did. I don't think Johnny Hendricks is ducking Ellenberger. It's just a fight that solidifies
Anyone
him a title
would have done
shot.
That. He would have done it.
Yeah, of course, dude. Look, you go and fight Carlos Condit, you're undeniably going to get a title shot if you beat him. He was the last fucking guy to hold the belt. You know what I'm saying? I get why Johnny Hendricks wouldn't have won a fight. Ellenberger's a high-risk, low-reward fight. You know? And honestly, dude, I think Ellenberger has a fucking great style to beat up Carlos Condit. He's similar to GSP. He's got great wrestling, except he's got a big fucking bomb in his right hand.
You know what? You can't make chicken pot pie with pot roast. Just want to say that.
Like you were failing today with jokes.
No, that wasn't even a joke. I'm just trying to antagonize.
We're going to need a bum rag.
Hey, you can't make a corn dog out of a pit bull.
By the way, you don't have Oni's like living in YKWD in his head right now. It's like the greatest moment
guys,
of his life.
I've been on that show. I don't know if you know that. I was listening today.
We drug you up there.
We get
it. That was such a random moment, by the way. But hey, guys, I really appreciate you all as a unit and as a friendship support group.
Are you leaving? Later, buddy.
No, I'm just right here.
Oni's no longer the prospect.
Boom!
Sergeant at arms.
Back foot in my on chair.
Vic's ass.
Oni is going to be a friggin' Mayan in 10 minutes.
So look, other quick news. Dana White came out and said that Anderson Silva will fight either John Jones or George St. Pierre in 2013.
Really hot. That's why I'm not doing good.
Say it's hot again, dude. Say it's hot one more time.
It's hot. This is fucking radio. Oh, thank you. Beatrice cares.
All right.
For the love of God, keep on talking about how it's hot instead of MMA.
You're sweating too.
No, I'm not actually.
Hold on, man.
I've never been drier.
Lewis, can I bring back MMA?
Bring back MMA to the Hammer Fisting Podcast,
thank you,
please.
Oh, are you kidding
don't know me?
They don't steal my catchphrases.
You, JR.
You know what?
I'm from the Andy Kaufman School of Comedy.
Kids and monkeys are assholes. Kids and monkeys are. Yeah, there you go. I took your bit.
What was that racist? What were you saying?
No, that was his.
I think he was just calling you an urger.
I believe they call that the opener. His opening joke.
Yeah, I don't know.
There you go.
Is that an opener? What do you open
like
with?
4 years ago. Yeah, I don't do that joke anymore.
All right,
you Lewis. Still do the kids and monkeys joke.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, but now use the N-word.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't say monkeys now.
So, all right. Well, I'm sorry, you guys.
John
are fucking,
Jones and
John Jones or GSP.
It's like ADD fucking central today, guys. Let's keep our focus.
We're
a
all
bit.
Happy,
Lewis.
Oh, ADD,
Lewis. I'm hot.
So look,
Lewis.
Let me ask you
something.
Boonga,
boonga.
Shut up. Around the room, who would you rather see him fight? Anderson Silva or GSP or John Jones?
Andre Arlovski. I want to see Jones and Anderson Silva. Yeah.
You really? That's the fight you want to see?
Yes.
I don't know.
Vic? Yes.
I think just because it's more going to be more of a freak show, Jones and Anderson Silva. Yeah.
I'm going to go the same. Now I want to know why you want.
You know what, dude? I think that. GSP and Anderson have been at the top of the pound for pound list for so long.
I don't know, he's smaller than him.
John Jones has proven a lot already, but it doesn't really make sense. In my mind, it doesn't make sense to go and fucking either kill his fire right now when you have both of these other guys who are probably a couple years away from retirement. Both of these guys, dude, it's like literally the two best fighters for the longest time. John Jones is new on the scene. You know what I'm saying? You have to take the two best of all time and put them against each other. And I just see that as being a smarter fight. In my opinion, I've wanted to see that fight before John Jones was even a force. I wanted to see that fight.
Look, let me tell you this. John Jones.
You're hot.
I'm really hot right now. John Jones has proven himself now to be one of the pound for pound best.
I agree.
And he's been unstoppable. Okay. Anderson Silva in that fight against, what's his name? God damn it. Forrest Griffin.
Stephen Bonner.
Stephen Bonner. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, just amazingly just destroyed him and dismantled him. I mean, he does things, you know, that whole thing. I do things that God, you know, allows me to do that. It's real.
Yeah,
then you got GSP who, yeah, we were getting to this hype, but then you saw him versus Condit. Condit really put a beating on him.
He didn't put a beating on him.
I thought
GSP won the fight handily.
Did you see him
he got
afterwards?
Caught. It was a 13-month layoff. He got caught. With a hard kick, and you know what? He recovered, and I think that's more impressive.
Did you pull up the picture of his face after the Condit fight?
That is more impressive than him and going and getting a typical GSP Lane Prairie victory. For him to come back from some adversity, be off a 13-month layoff, we're going to see GSP come out.
You're being a fanboy right now.
No,
that's
I'm not.
What it is.
It's not. Dude, I love
Anderson
Silva.
Pull up the picture of GSP and tell me he didn't get beat up a little bit. I'm not saying he lost.
That.
I think it would be a much more exciting fight between John Jones and Silva just because GSP
they're on this other level,
school.
Right? Am I right to say that, though?
Yeah, they fight at another level. They fight
no
like two
one's,
ninjas, man.
The only thing, but one that's got them even close, sewn into that thing, and he pulled it out of nowhere. And
dude, he looks fucking normal.
See,
dude.
He looks like Jodie Foster in that movie.
And, dude, and also, GSP has fucking never lost. I mean, he's already lost before. John Jones has not lost.
Oh, shit. Condit's corner is in the background jumping up and down in slow motion while GSP's being raped over a pinball machine.
Tilt.
Oh, shit. We have fun.
Look, I think that I get what you guys are all saying, and I think aesthetically speaking, it's probably a better fight. But that fight could still happen. I think right now you have two guys that are in the twilights of their career. They're both unstoppable. Let Jon Jones go be that fucking dude. Let him go become a legend before.
Time.
No, it's
I,
not.
I don't
the
disagree.
Time.
I think, yeah, if it, he does. And Silva's going to beat GSP. I mean, I don't even think it would be that.
Maybe.
Big of a question.
Look, I think that GSP.
And then he can fight. Then he can fight Jon Jones after.
And look, that's what I think. That's what I think needs to happen. If he beats GSP, fight Jon Jones after. Make that your retirement fight.
Right.
Anderson Silva should come out and say in the last fight of his career, he's going to move up and fight this gigantic fucking animal who's been destroying everybody at 205.
Or maybe he should fight Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin at once.
Look, here's the thing. These guys, GSP and Anderson Silva have cleared out their respective divisions.
Yeah.
Jon Jones still has Teixeira. He still's got fucking
he's cleared
Gustafson.
He's pretty much cleared out.
No, dude, they're all young dudes. Hold on, time out. Yeah, except for two guys. And then there'll be another couple guys.
Why
but Tommy.
So, why are you so mad?
Yeah.
No, because
he
mad.
Loves GSP. That's his secret man crush.
It's not that
he
I love
does.
GSP. I want to fuck him.
Yeah, it's not love, guys. It's borderline rape.
It's
all
a thumb in the ass. It's not gay.
Sexual. Very sexual. No, I'm just saying that he's got. Jon Jones still has work to do in these divisions. GSP and Anderson Silva. What'll happen is they'll go through a lull with nobody to fight, and then somebody will come up like Johnny Hendricks. Look, Johnny Hendricks, they've got nobody left. Chris Weidman, I think he's great. I think Chris Weidman poses a real threat to Anderson Silva, but I don't need to see that
Who's
fight.
Who's Jon Jones fighting next? Chael Sonnen. Who's the number one contender
hold on,
after
hold
that?
On, time out, time out.
Lyoto Machida.
He's fighting Chael, Lyoto Machida, Glover Teixeira, Alexander Gustafsson.
They're down the road, man.
By that
yeah,
time, Gustafsson
he's
good.
Already
Let
cleared out
something.
His division.
By the time that he's fucking fights Chael and Lyoto, those guys will have two or three other
Who's
fights.
Who's Glover fighting again on UFC whatever?
Bader. He's going to crush Bader, okay? He just crushed Rampage.
We'll see.
He didn't crush him.
Two or three fights from now, Glover Teixeira.
He didn't crush him.
Let me fucking speak, dude.
Go speak.
Glover Teixeira, two or three fights from now, is going to fucking, once he destroys two or three more dudes, people are going to be like, holy shit, this guy's got to fight Jon Jones.
Yeah, when he's 36 and at the end of his rope.
He's not, dude, he's a new guy on the scene in
he's
the UFC.
He's 34
you're just,
right now.
You're wrong. You're playing devil's advocate too much.
I'm not playing devil's advocate too wrong. I'm giving you my opinion.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Did you hear the interview with Dana White on Joe Rogan podcast?
No, I didn't.
He was saying that Stephen Bonner was on his private plane back to America. He said Stephen Bonner was fucking freaked out about how Anderson Silva just stood up against the cage and let him hit him. Like he was fucking like his like mind was blown.
His
he
mind was
like,
blown because he knew he was gonna get caught for popping steroids.
Well, that
that's
too.
What was going
that
on
too.
In his head the whole time.
Well, I can't believe he let me hit him. Did he know I was on steroids?
Didn't see the track marks.
What the hell? I was
Look,
a superhuman.
Whatever. I just.
I,
nah,
I got to be honest. You've turned me. I think I would like to see.
Now you're officially gay.
Now you're officially
you,
you guys you both are going to tag team George St. Pierre.
You've turned me over.
Way to go.
It's true, dude. Look, nah. I just. I think that Jon Jones.
Let them get it over with. Let them get it over with.
George St. Pierre has lost, though, dude. It's,
yeah,
it's
but
like
if Silva
more
fights
of a
Jon Jones.
No, dude, George St. Pierre.
It's more of a super fight,
dude. George St. Pierre's
legacy versus Jon Jones.
George St. Pierre lost. Years ago. And not only did he defended it
he lost,
in
what?
Vicious fashion, okay? Vicious fashion. And Anderson Silva lost years ago, okay? Jon
yeah.
Jones,
flying
still
has,
Asian.
Dude, he still has more to fucking what? Do. You have, look, Anderson Silva beats Jon Jones. It sucks. Jon Jones beats Anderson Silva.
That's it.
Then there's no fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just.
And more than likely at this
look,
point.
Look, that's not the question you asked. But here's the thing, and this is what Tinkle and I are saying, is that Silva Jones is a bigger super fight than the super fight of Silva.
But that fight could still happen.
It'll still be insane.
That fight could still happen.
GSP versus Silva, dude.
Okay. Anderson Silva, Jon Jones could still easily happen.
Well, and I stand by my comment. Condit beat him up.
Sure, he beat him up, but he lost the fight, so it doesn't matter.
He still gave
and
a run
GSP
for his money.
Was coming off of
knee surgery
and 15 months layoff.
You know what, Oni? You're a badass.
You know what,
look,
dude?
Man. You remember when I was on that podcast?
All right, let's guys. Let's talk a little bit about UFC on Fuel TV 8. This we're gonna end the show with this.
Ding, ding,
okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm a little bit more excited. We're going back to Japan, right?
Saitama Super Arena.
What did we get?
UFC.
You know what? Do you remember this, guys? Because you're old school Pride fans, and Oni, you have a lot of gay pride. Do you remember when they used to talk about
Pride
like
fan.
The Saitama Super Arena, the New Year's Eve shows, but how there were 50,000 seat audiences?
Yeah.
I don't understand what happened at the Saitama Super Arena. What like where are this 50,000 person audiences
they
now?
They pay their bills.
Number one, Pride. Pride used to be owned by the mob, basically.
So they would forge people in.
Yeah, you wouldn't see the guy standing on fucking Fedor's corners. It looked like
I honestly
Eastern
think,
Promises.
I think honestly MMA is taking a hit. it's taking a hit in Japan. I really do.
I mean,
they're still trying to sell tickets to the show, by the way.
I'm sure they are. But look, I'm just saying, I'm not even saying the popularity. I'm actually talking about the physical arena. Does it fit 50,000 people or doesn't it? Because that's everyone on Sherdog's message board used to go, oh, UFC will never be as big as Pride. They would sell 50, 60,000 seats to a fight. But the UFC has never sold 60,000 seats in Japan. They're selling out these events. These are huge events in Japan. These aren't like little, like it's not an empty arena. I guess I could just look this up with one Google search of how many seats.
I mean, I don't know why you're...
I don't have all my stadiums memorized.
I'm watching the smoke come out of your fucking ears. All you got to do is like type it in.
All I know is the Superdome, 98,000 for WrestleMania. Hogan versus Andre the Giant. Yeah,
to be the man.
Hogan.
Hogan, I'm going to be here.
Hey, guys, you can't make fun of Bigfoot stuff anymore. Because the fans tell you not to.
Bugger, bugger, kirker. But I am fighting for a title.
How do I do that?
Bigfoot bloody! Cain Velasquez, you've got me for long enough. All right. UFC on Fuel TV 8. First of all, is this what time is it live?
Did you find the thing? Now we're wondering about the same time with Super Arena.
Oh my god. Am I really gonna look this up?
Yeah, you should.
Oh my
what time
god.
Is it on at Japan?
It's on at 10 o'clock at night, like the pay
per view. Is it live though?
Yeah.
Then it's on here at
Or is it a tape delay?
No, it's like the pay per view. Remember the last friggin' Japan card was on at 10 o'clock.
Oh, so they That's fight like at 8 a.m. there. It's like fucking omelet time. Well, they don't eat omelets over there.
Yeah, they don't eat omelets. They use rice.
That's actually a common misconception, guys. They're big omelet eaters. There is the International House of Pancakes.
19,000 to 22,500. Bullshit.
So
all
they
those
were
Pride
loading
fans
it. They were
fucking, just
fucking
all the Pride fans were just way into the idea of Pride being bigger.
No, there's other like super arenas.
But if
one.
You put people on the floor, it's more.
No, there's people on the floor at the UFC events. What are you talking about?
All right, good.
And then they would fucking always say, it was like, oh, and then the Japanese and the Asian crowds, they're so respectful. You can hear a pin drop. No, now they boo. If you go watch UFCs in Japan, dude, they will fucking boo. They don't give a shit.
What you're really saying
is white people sprinkled in.
What you're really saying is Japanese culture has gone downhill.
Yeah, he's trying to get us like anti-Asian right now. Yeah.
You know what? Fuck these Asians.
And there's like a half an Asian next to you.
Specifically, yes, Japanese.
Half
of
something.
Where's PJ Chu? Can we get him to comment on this?
All we know is that you're not. Yeah, how come he's not on?
We haven't had PJ Chu on an episode because he gets stoned and just mumbles.
Oh, yeah. By the end of the episode.
Dude, that drunk episode was pretty great, though.
Oh, yeah.
Austin, it's like, dude, is he wasted?
PJ Chu was wasted 14 minutes into the episode and stoned.
Just
and he
like...
just wasn't making any sense. And then we had Fitch on the line. He came over and asked him a question. He was all giggly. That was great. All right, so look, in the main event.
Great audio.
It's Brian Stann versus Wanderlei Silva.
Wanderlei Silva!
You mean the All-American Brian Stann?
Yeah, the goddamn war hero.
He's a war hero.
I mean, in this fight, I guess I'm rooting for Stan. I don't know. I don't care.
Against Catface
Wanderlei Silva. Another Fisty Award winner, Wanderlei Silva.
And then the soda. Like,
no, that was him. He came and accepted his award. So you shut your face.
Wanderlei was here.
So, look, these guys are going to fight. It should be a war. It should be a really exciting fight. The UFC loves
minute
to
and 10 seconds.
The UFC loves to stack their cards with guys who are popular on Pride days and popular in Japan. Yeah. So that's why
the co-main event. That's why.
Yeah, you're seeing Mark Hunt.
Fuck yes.
Mark Hunt is huge in Japan. Mark Hunt.
Remember when he got kissed?
Mark Hunt really rarely gets hurt. Mark Hunt doesn't bleed too much. Mark Hunt is really just a very powerful.
You really
I put about,
what was his last fight? I
wonder how many fingers are fit in Mark Hunt.
Yeah, who did Mark Hunt bleed?
Four.
Damn you guys.
Four.
Who did Mark Hunt beat last time?
Mark Hunt. Chet Congo.
Mark Hunt's been beaten a lot, I'll tell you that much.
he even shoved a couple shampoo bottles. Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt is actually on a 3-fight win streak. He beat Chet Congo, Ben Rothwell, and Chris Tashusher.
First time Congo's been knocked
but
out.
But then he was on, look at this, a 6-fight losing streak, dude.
Dude, there's so much red on his shirt, dog. It looks like a test someone failed.
Holy shit, dude. Mark Hunt is bleeding. Josh Barnett, he lost to Fedor, Alistair Overy, Melvin Manhoef, Gegard Mousasi, and Sean McCorkle.
He lost to Gegard Mousasi?
He lost to Gegard.
He lost to Sean McCorkle. I mean,
Sean McCorkle.
I think he lost to Kimbo. Is that there?
So he's fighting Stefan Struve versus Mark Hunt.
Struve is next, is one fight away from getting into the championship picture.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. More so about? Than, what's his
name?
Actually,
you know what? He's got four in a row. I didn't even realize Struve's got four fucking wins in a row, dude.
He's got four in a row. Big ones.
Dude, his style is cool because he's like fucking Dire Fly. Either he gets knocked out horribly or he wins.
And he goes in there and he's like cartwheeling everybody and it's crazy.
He's like a human Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah. He's like the living Stretch Armstrong that has the stretching going back part has broke. But who's he beat the last four? Who's he beat the last four
what
fights?
Fuck you just say? Talking shit? Is he trying to fight me? Talking about my mother? Stipe Miocic, LeVar mother? Johnson, Dave Herman, and Pat Barry. So look, he hasn't beaten anybody of
wait,
real
go note. Back again. Stipe Miocic was big for a while.
Yeah, he was undefeated, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
LeVar Johnson,
LeVar
Dave
Johnson,
Herman, and Pat
stills,
Barry.
Johnson. Wasn't he on the Cosby Show?
If you take three lessons in BJJ, you can tap out Johnson. Sorry, I was still trying to own his joke. Should I be quiet?
Tinkle has enough of a hill to climb, which is getting his words out, much less your bullshit jokes that you're throwing out there, Oney.
I'm trying, guys.
I'd like to see Struve up there in the top tier.
He's up there. He's super tall.
He's come across.
Yeah.
Up top, me, Tinks.
You guys are stupid.
The best joker of the night.
We really haven't had very many good jokes, so.
Working hard, guys.
I won by default.
Best in show.
I've at least been trying.
I'm going to blame the heat.
Try harder.
All right. Also, Diego Sanchez is fighting Tenka Norigomi.
Oh, that's
shit.
A pretty dope ass fight. It
should
have happened.
One fight, and then
5 years ago,
Hector Lombard versus Yushin Okami, which
dude,
that
fight.
Fight
rules.
There we go.
No, the whole card is great. Here's the thing: they're doing now, and this is look.
Up in that bitch.
Maybe it's because there's so many fighters now, and that's why they have to start making these cuts because they want to put together these big cards. This is a big card.
Yeah.
This card, legitimately, if it had an actual headliner, if there was a title at the top
there
of this card.
Shot.
They could fucking, this could be easily a paper.
Yeah, who was on the main card last time? Fucking Court McGee, get the fuck out.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, dude, look, Lombard, I'm really excited to see Lombard. If he beats Yushin Okami, dude, that's another guy.
Thunder versus Lightning. These
that's right, I forgot about that.
Remember that? Thunder versus Lightning.
It's so exciting, dude.
It is.
I can't believe.
It's like chocolate versus milk.
Lou's eyes got really
not
big.
Really, Thunder and Lightning.
Yeah, it's not
they
even,
go together.
Right.
What's
chocolate and milk.
Nicely done.
That was actually a bad
you're right,
analogy.
Vic. It is like if chocolate and milk got into a fist fight in a cage. It's exactly the same thing.
If chocolate and milk, like Reese's peanut butter,
dude,
peanut butter and chocolate got in a fight.
If Vic smoked weed, that would have been the most genius thing anyone's ever said.
At that point.
It just makes him, holy shit.
It's not good when you're sober.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's my penance.
So look, I mean, I think the fight in general is great. I did just order Fuel TV, so I'm a little bit bugged, Vic, that I have to go to your place now in Queens.
I get it in better definition over there. I don't know.
Oh, because you have DirecTV.
I know. I have
HD. Time Warner Cable doesn't have an HD Fuel option.
I don't either, but it looks better over there for some reason than it does here.
Dude, my TV is way better than your TV.
I know that, but for some reason, in some vortex of the world, I get it. That's the one advantage I have over
I
you.
I think the heat is getting to your head right now.
Everything's better in Queens.
It's like if a popsicle and a stick got in the Hell in the Cell.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, what? You don't know what this is?
How do you know what this is, dude?
What?
3:30 in the morning.
I got this one.
Not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town. Sorry, not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night.
Oh, yeah.
God, I'm a fake Puerto Rican.
Raindrops on the windshield.
There's a storm rolling in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been.
Woo!
And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. It's a great song, by the way. In fact, you know
why is this not on iTunes?
We're
going
to go to karaoke tonight, and I'm going to sing this.
In a house across town, she's pacing behind the telephone in her faded flannel gown.
Sanchez going to punch that little Asian in the face.
Miracle, hoping she's not right.
The fireball's going out on an endless Japanese Saturday night.
All right, picks. We're not playing the betting game with this one. We never play. May never play the betting game again.
Wait, hold on a minute. I want to put 10 million yen.
Joke of the day.
The joke of the day.
and lightning strikes.
Another bundle's cold.
All right, I think that Brian Stan's going to knock out Vanderlei Silva.
Brian Stan.
Maybe it's because it's a Slipknot tattoo. I don't know. Out of control.
Okay, we pick like 30-second increments on like how fast the fight's going to last.
Sure, Tinkle.
I'm saying between a minute and a minute and a half.
I think it's going to be a war. I think it's going to go almost a full round, but I think Stan's going to catch Vanderlei on his cat chin, and that's going to be that. That's all she wrote.
2 minutes and 36 seconds.
So
are we
all picking Brian Stan in this fight?
To be the man, you got to beat the man, Brian Stan.
And then after that, he's going to take a round of Space Mountain, baby.
Woo!
Woo!
You're waking up the baby.
Stefan Struve, Mark Hunt. Both of these guys coming off of big win streaks. Both of these guys could be players in the heavyweight division with a win.
Struve mania continues. Struve mania is running wild.
I'm going to put a finger in Mark Hunt and hope for the best.
I love that joke.
I do.
That's my favorite joke on Earth,
dude. It never gets
old to me. That's great. The Thunder Rolls.
I go with Hunt, dude. I love that guy. Because he's kind of Oney, where he's like, you're not sure what he's not black, he's not white, he's just something. And he has an Australian accent for some fucking reason.
He's styling, profiling, limousine riding.
I think that Mark Hunt, his just head might be too hard for Stefan to knock him out. But I do think Stefan has a much more well-rounded game. I'm going with Struve in this fight.
And a height advantage.
Struve mania.
It's like a foot.
Struve, 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 Struve. Sorry.
I'm betting on the American.
Neither one of them are American.
You're awful.
Hunt is not American?
No, he's New Zealander.
No, you fucking
twat. Oh, they
can
go fuck themselves.
Hey, Prospect, why don't you go out front and go wash their tires?
Yes, sir, guys.
Hey, guys, we're having a meeting. Prospect got to sit outside.
Oh, I wish the music was still on.
Can I pick which Prospect I was, though? Because I don't want to be that.
No way.
You're the one that got stabbed in the end of the first season.
You're the one. You know, he died in real life.
Dude, he killed.
Oh yeah,
yeah, dude.
Life.
He fucking killed his landlord
and then
killed
roof,
himself.
Died. So yeah,
that guy's committed.
That's you.
That one. One ball. One ball.
You were in Iraq.
What?
That was a character. I don't know why.
Right. You got one ball and you're in Iraq. What was his name again?
They call him One Ball.
No. Something like that. It wasn't One Ball.
No, it was
Short Stack. What was
the Uniballer?
No.
One stack or one stack?
It was something like that. All right. Anyway, who do we like? Hector Lombard or Yushin Okami?
Got to go with Lombard.
Lombard.
Even though Okami may win that shit.
No, dude, he may just try to lay and pray him, but dude, Lombard's got them fucking fist of Jesus Christ.
Look, I think that Lombard truly did have stage fright coming into the UFC. He'd never been there. It's a big fucking deal, dude. And there was a lot of pressure on him. So I think Lombard, he's gotten the jitters out.
It's the time change from Australia to the US, and it's very confusing.
Then the Florida, there was a whole thing.
Yeah,
there was a whole thing.
The whole thing Canada's
and
in
the
there.
Whole thing about can't take steroids now. You know, all these fucking rules.
Tankanori Gomi versus Diego Sanchez. Gomi's coming off a 2-fight win streak after really just kind of being hot and cold in the UFC.
Sanchez is going to bring the power of Christ. It compels them. Because last time we saw Sanchez, he came out with that cross. Remember how angry he was?
Yeah, he's now the dream.
Kenny Florian was like, it looks like he's going after vampires.
Van Helsing?
He was just like, yes, yes. Find that gif. It's hilarious.
I will. Tank?
I'm saying Sanchez is going to pour holy water on the fireball.
Yes.
Woo. It's over. It's over.
Can we end the show now?
Lewis.
This is getting long.
It's hot in here. It's hot.
Guys, if you're a fan of the show, do me a favor.
Wait, I only get to pick. And there's one other
he's
fight,
a prospect.
Too.
No, we're not picking the other fight.
Sanchez.
Thanks.
Oney, who do you want? Sanchez? All
right. Sanchez.
I have 1 minute to end this show. I like to end it perfectly. I like to end it exactly when the song ends. So don't do this. He's a real ass dude.
Hey, well,
guys, right above the latest episode of Hammer Fisting, make sure you click on the Amazon.com link. Make all your purchases through that link. Right next to that is the Gamefly.com link. Click on that. Sign up for the free 15-day, 2-game free trial. Also, if you're in the New York area, go to RonanAthletics.com and sign up for the free class there. Also, guys, check out all the other podcasts on Riotcast.com. And make sure you visit MMADiehards.com, the only blog you need to check out. and Tinkle.
Thursday night, San Jose Improv, live hammer fisting with Josh the Punk Thompson.
Josh Thompson on stage with Chris Tinkle.
We're giving tickets away for hammer fisting fans. So hit us up, hammerfistingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Free tickets, you guys, if you're in the San Jose area. Take the drive. 2 or 3 hours. Who gives a shit, guys? It'll be a fun time. Tinkle, Christian Reyes is going to be on the show. A bunch of funny dudes are on the show. Listen, we got to get out of here. We appreciate you listening to 145.
SoundCloud.com/Vic Mysterio.
Woo!
Hey, everybody. This is Chris the Cleveland Assassin Lozano.
This is Ben Saunders.
Hi, this is Brent Weedman.
Hey, I'm Bjorn Redmi, and you're listening to the Hammer Fisting Podcast.
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 HammerFisting.com.